Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchitis virology report on Dennis Hogan. This goes to Dr. Pardis on 5/14/25. Mr. Hogan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/19/23. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression. Severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease with minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zapola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Holt. On 5/14/25, Mrs. Zapola performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/7/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Lenine, L-Y-N-N-I-N-E, last name Webb, W-E-B-B. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 5/14/25, Mrs. Webb performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction with continued minimal restriction of forced vital capacity period compared to a prior study dated 2/12/25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction with minimal reduction of forced vital capacity. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5/14/25, Mrs. Willis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, except for normalization of forced vital capacity period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/5/25, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Coulter, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. This goes to Debbie Varnum, FNP on 5/14/25. Mr. Coulter performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/13/25, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Deborah Bean. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 5/14/25, Mrs. Bean performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the pulmonary saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 451 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. No paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bohm, B-O-H-M. This goes to Dr. Price. On 5/14/25, Mr. Bohm performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/13/25, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-L-A, BOSS, B-O-S-S. This goes to Van Tanner, P. PA1514-25, Mrs. Boss performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared with study data 129-25. There's been no significant change, period. Paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.